927 4CC. Morning to Mayor Matt Burnett. Hello, Matty.
Oh, good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland. It's the Festival of 1770. What a great week it's going to be.
Yeah, isn't it? Troy Cassadaley performing as the headline act over the weekend. I spoke to him yesterday. He's actually performing with his daughter.
Yeah, I see that. Also, they're both performing separately, I think, throughout the day as well.
Yeah, they are.
How good is that going to be?
Yeah, and he's a top bloke too, so looking forward to being a part of it, mate. But it's all happening this week as well for the town of 1770.
It is. Huge week for 1770. So we're there tomorrow for the art show. So that sort of almost kind of kicks off the festival. Everyone sort of knows that once that's happening, the festival's coming that weekend.
Yeah.
And then the next day, as part of National Volunteers Week, we'll be there acknowledging our volunteers and thanking them. Fortunately, I'm probably going to miss that bit because I've got to get back to Gladstone so I can fly to Brisbane that night for the Top Tourism Awards, which Agnes Water is a 1770 is a finalist. The team at GAPDL, the Gladstone Area Promotion Development Limited, and hopefully Agnes will win the award that night. Then back in Agnes again on the weekend for the 1770 Festival. It's just going to be all about Agnes.
Because everybody's getting together for this event.
Absolutely.
The Garangarang Street Parade is part of it as well. So
it's a fantastic event. And as you said, the Garangarang dancers have been involved for a long time. And I believe there'll be a tribute to Uncle Merv too, who's been involved in the 1770 Festival, I think, since the very beginning, and unfortunately passed away. So, it is a really big community event. It's obviously one of the biggest events. The idea is everyone come in and enjoy it. And I know they're listening in Agnes 1770 now on FM, so it's all about you this week. That's great.
Yep, 98.3 FM. Thank you for that. Free little plug, mate. Good on you. Listeners want to get their tickets for the weekend to go and see Troy Cassadaley and so forth. Just Google 1770 Festival. You find out about everything that's happening all throughout this week, and you can purchase your tickets online as well. Playground commenced work over the past few days, and what a great initiative for the COVID Works for Queensland program.
Yeah, absolutely. Working in partnership with the Queensland government, the idea is using that funding to upgrade playgrounds around the region. So they're not just certain areas, they're right across the region. I know we've got Curtis Island there again in Agnes Water 1770, another one there in the city as well. And so we're making sure we spread that money across and upgrading the parks where we can and the playgrounds where
we can. Calliope, Turkey Beach, another one.
We have a replacement program, so obviously there's a schedule when they're due to be replaced. And the idea is go speak to the community where we can as well and say, here's some options for you, which ones do you like the most? And the idea is, get the community feedback on them so you don't have the same park. I remember a long time ago when I was first on Gladstone City Council, we had that same park with the little noughts and crosses and the slides. We just plumped that same thing everywhere. And then I was a father of three young kids at the time. I remember saying to the councillors, whose children had all grown up, this is boring. We need something a bit more exciting. We upgraded the Pluto Play Park first, and people might remember that one in Toledo. And then we upgraded the one at Emmerdale with that big spider-looking thing in it. And so we realised that the idea is to mix it up a bit.
And finally, before we go, the federal budget was handed down. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like to focus on the positives. So there was some good and bad. Let's start with the good stuff. So the Local Roads Community Infrastructure Program is a great program for local councils. That was included this year, and that's fantastic. It's almost like they've copied the Queensland government's Work for Queensland program, which I've always said is one of the greatest programs you'll ever see. Those playgrounds are funded by a Works for Queensland program. There's money for roads recovery. There's money for black spot funding. So those sorts of funding programs are really good, especially for a council like Gladstone, which we've got a reasonable size rate base to help sponsor them. Unfortunately, the biggest ask we have, and continues to be the biggest ask for a local government, and that's, I'm speaking as the mayor, is the financial assistance grants. Now, we have been asking for a long time for an increase in financial assistance grants. And what that does directly, so ratepayers understand, is some of your money that you pay in taxes comes back to your local council so we can reduce the costs to ratepayers. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. We've been asking for an increase in that. The other stuff is really good. Don't get me wrong. Everyone knows I focus on the positives, and I will continue to do that. They're good ribbon-cutting programs, but what we need is some funding to come back to help pay for operational expenses. And it's not just for Gladstone. It's right around central Queensland. It helps Central Highlands. It'll help Banana Shire and help Rocky and Livingston and Moorabinder as well. We just needed that increase because people, the Commonwealth collects 80% of the tax for the Commonwealth of the country. That's the idea. That's why they're called that. The idea is to spread some of that back to local councils. And like I said, we're very grateful that the money's coming through the Local Roads Community Infrastructure Program and roads recovery and road programs, but they're about cutting ribbons. Let's give some of the money back to local councils so they can reduce the cost of ratepayers so that you don't have to fork out so much of your rates bill. I won't go into any more negative.
No.
So let's just say there's some good and there's some bad. What I want to see is the detail. So when the words Gladstone region are mentioned, I want to see where that comes up. And if there's some bucket of funding that we might be able to get some funds out of, I'll be making sure I hunt that down.
Hands up. Thanks. Thanks, Matt. Busy week for you. We'll catch up. We'll see you at the 1770 Festival, eh?
Absolutely.
There's our mayor, Matt Burnett, on Classic Hits 4CC.